Might be easy to take emergency medical care for granted when there's a hospital nearby. Commentator Heather Lindy, who lives in Alaska, doesn't have that luxury. For her, just getting to a hospital can be an ordeal.
My 11-year-old son, Christian, had such a painful stomach ache that he skipped the annual Elks Club hoop shoot contest. And he really likes basketball. My great-grandmother died when her appendix ruptured. My grandmother lived with us when I was growing up, so I heard the story any time anyone complained of stomach pains. When Dr. Feldman examined Christian, an old dog pushed open the door between the living room and the office. The doctor didn't notice. He looked out the window, thinking hard. "I'm pretty sure it's appendicitis," he said. The weather was bad, raining on the shore and snowing in the mountains. There isn't a hospital in Haines. No planes were flying to Juneau and the nearest hospital. The ferry left 2 hours ago. The next closest hospital is in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory, about 300 miles away by road. The doctor figured we had 10 hours until the appendix would burst. He called the Alaska-Canada border. It was snowing, so the pass was closing for the night. We had to leave right now, or we wouldn't get through. In the summer, on a nice day, you can drive to Whitehorse in 4 hours, or so I've heard. It takes twice that long in our old rig. So we borrowed a neighbor's new pickup, and with a flurry of purposefully calm activity, grabbed essentials before kissing our four other children goodbye. Racing a sick child to a hospital transforms ordinary parents into a SWAT team on a mission. It was snowing hard as an officer waved us through at Canada Customs. From there, we headed over the Chilkat Pass, through 120 uninhabited miles. We could barely see, driving from snowplow guide pole to pole in concentrated silence. Alone up there. On the other side of the mountains, the sky cleared and the moon rose over the white hills of the Yukon. It was beautiful. We were more than halfway, but the bumps in the old road hurt Christian. He was getting worse. I helped him breathe through the pain, Lamaze style. 5.5 hours after we left home, we walked into the 60-bed Whitehorse General Hospital. They called a surgeon. There are two. A young nurse with a German accent said, "I've come to take your blood," just like Dracula. We chuckled. Christian winced. It hurt to laugh. We trotted alongside the gurney and kissed him before he went through the swinging doors and was gone. That's when I walked around the corner where my husband couldn't see me and cried. For just a minute. 3 days later, we all headed back south in snowy sunshine. I wondered out loud if it's crazy to live so far from a hospital. But my husband had the opposite reaction. He said, "This proves we can get anywhere when we have to."
Heather Lindy is a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. Her comments are recorded by member station KHNS in Haines, Alaska.